It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit, through whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, those who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. And in it only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism, the baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. 1 Peter 3, 8-22. It is a time of great questions as we watch the fires in the world increase, consuming the unprepared and destroying the foundations of governments and individual rights. This past week, a video was released with an article about a man in California that had been cited for liquid littering after blowing bubbles. A disabled vet who calls himself the Bubble Pirate, who entertains both children and their parents in local parks with his bubble blowing. His craft is very entertaining, and he is able to make large shapes in various forms, and the children love it. But there are those who will scrooge all things pleasant, and so complaints were made that he was littering the park with his bubbles. And the city of San Diego's response? The residual substances from the bubbles are in violation of the city's municipal code as it relates to littering. There's also, in a headline, pressure is mounting in the East as the People's Republic of China continues aggressively to engage with surrounding nations, and attempts by the U.S. to calm the situation have been met with several stern warnings of war. And there is an unprecedented surge of Aliyah, Jewish immigration. 29,000 Jews immigrate to Israel amid Gaza war and global anti-Semitism. And finally, the church has yet to wake up. The killing of the unborn is not the only way that paganism has infiltrated the left. According to Pastor Jack Hibbs, who pointed to the research he conducted on the pagan goddess Ishtar, he states, "I am shocked to discover that the practices that she required of her devotees are astonishingly familiar and similar to what we're seeing in America today. For example, in her ancient pagan worship system, she is both male and female. She can shift her gender. Her priesthood would dress up with one side of them male and the other side female, and they would engage in homosexuality, lesbianism, and bestiality. Things that we would think, no way, that's gotta be coming out of Hollywood." Pastor Hibbs sent a stark warning to pulpits. America is doomed unless the church wakes up and steps up. He said that, "If I die today, I can say my conscience is clear. I invited people to vote for a biblical worldview. I'm free of the blood of those who are perishing by bad laws or from those who choose not to do anything about it." These quotes were taken from an article at Harbinger's Daily. This is something that each of us should be asking ourselves. You can choose to stick your head in the sand or in a hole in the ground. You can make plans to hide in the rocks in the caves. You may have your supply of emergency food put away safely. But have you ever given any thought to the world that you will emerge into? What will there be left of what you know? What resources will there be that will be usable? And what of the people you left behind? What did you do to help them for what was coming? We can't look the other way. Events have converged and plans have been laid that will result in changes that none are prepared for. The days are set, and they have been set for generations, and the time of their convergence is now. That means that the end of days approaches quickly, and that the sound of the horses and the riders of the apocalypse can be heard in the distance. It means that those who are without Christ Jesus will see the hand of God unleashing the devil as he draws back the Holy Spirit, and he who has been referred to as the restrainer will no longer keep the dogs, the dragon, or his demons away. This is the world that you are about to emerge into. And you are in no way prepared for the day's events that will fill that time. Noah and his family, 8 people in all, were the only people saved from the flood. The waters of the heavens and the waters of the earth converged, and they covered the face of the earth. Life as it was no more. And the cries of the fallen, the broken, the hateful, and the evil were heard no more. And for a moment in time, there was peace upon the earth, as those within the ark depended on one thing, and that was God delivering them. Jesus is the ark of our salvation. He is the door that we must enter through. He is our shelter from the storm. And he alone knows the conscience of a man's heart and how he will act upon it. 1 Peter 3:21 again. And this water symbolizes the baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God. The symbol of baptism in the flood, the earth was cleansed of evil and wickedness. Gone were the cries of torment and pain, and a fresh start was given to mankind and the animals that were within the ark. But the quiet would not last for very long, as evil would reemerge through Noah and his family by their weaknesses. The sinful nature was yet within man, and the temptation again presented itself, and even a righteous, blameless man, as Noah was called in scriptures, can fall. It is the getting up again that so many have such trouble with. And how easy of a time does the devil have when the broken don't want to be mended, when the wounded don't want to be healed, when the desperate don't want to be rescued, or the empty don't want to be filled. When the guilty refuse to be pardoned, and the victimhood of man overshadows God's gift of salvation, his forgiveness and grace. And when God's hand reaches out to lift them out of the flood waters, his hand is slapped away. What then becomes of a world, a nation, a people, or an individual? Those who are in Christ, they are given the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them in knowing and doing the things of God, and he teaches them to make good choices and consider from Scripture those things that are of God before entertaining what the world would have you to consider. He exposes to us the wisdom of God, the nature of God, the character of God. He alone can tell us the secret things of God because he is God the Holy Spirit. And so we cannot go wrong if we will follow where he leads, do as he directs, and believe in what we know is his truth. From 1 Corinthians 1:22, Peter writes, he has anointed us, placed his seal on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a pledge of what is to come. And from Ephesians 1:13-14, and in him, having heard and believed the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the pledge of our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. If the Holy Spirit is within us, how can we be quiet about the issues coming out of the shadows today and about the events taking place that are coming together and showing all the signs of the return of Christ Jesus and the beginning of what is referred to in God's own words as the last days, the end of time itself? The death cult that we live in today is real. Oh, it's very real. Just look at the number of children that have been aborted, even as the Roe decision was lifted from the land. The increase in medically induced abortions has risen astronomically. And now instead of clinic visits, women simply dial in and request a prescription to take it home. And if some could have their way, it would be an over-the-counter item and no counts would be taken. Evil will find a way to take something good and make hardship and death become the normal and acceptable by those not paying attention to the days that we are in, or who are turning their heads, covering their ears, and repeating over and over again, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to see it, and I refuse to speak anything about it. There's only one way to escape the coming wrath of God, his judgment upon the earth, and that is to get into the ark of Jesus Christ and bring with you as many as will come. Good works will not open the door. Good intentions will not open it. But putting your faith, laying your life down at the feet of Jesus, that he may pick you back up again. He renews your heart. And then having hope, being renewed in faith, you now begin to understand that you can't save yourself. And in his wisdom, God the Father has sent a Savior to rescue you. Today the world discourages having any type of conscience at all. It makes out the ways of God's salvation to look like oppression and the imprisonment, when truth will show you its freedom in ways that you could never have expected to see in your life, knowing you. Perhaps the greatest detriment to mankind today is that without good conscience, they feel that they are free from any accountability, any responsibility, and that there are no consequences for their actions. You see, the biblical view, God gives opportunity. In the world view, the devil forces his. Your view, well, you will either seek or you will be found. But you will not escape what is to come, for it comes upon the whole of the earth. Lord, help them hear about what they refuse to see.